so, baby. And I'm glad to see you coming home.
Now, 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program. It's the 13th of August, and our queen of cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, has deals for back to school, which makes my stomach upset.
Aw.
Set up mine.
My mom starts back to school today.
Really?
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is school actually open, or is this just prep
it's
time?
No, it's a pupil-free day today. They start tomorrow.
Really?
Tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Pupil-free day.
Yeah, that's just getting back and cleaning your
closet. In L.A.?
Yeah. L.A. moved it so that you could get, because they're doing 10 furlough days this year for the teachers.
Yeah.
And they have an extra week at Christmas, and they get out a little bit early. But, yeah, they're going back today.
Wow.
All right, so.
And so I would take 2 weeks of Christmas. That's
and
nice.
And it's 106 here today. It's so hot.
Lovely. It's a good environment for learning. I mean, most of the schools there are not air-conditioned, are they?
No,
the older
not
schools,
most of them.
I tell you what, we're moving more closer and closer to a...
Year-round?
Almost year-round, where we get like a month in the summer month in the spring.
Actually,
they did year-round in L.A., but then they switched to... they did year-round about 10 years ago now, and they switched away from it.
All right, later on in the hour, Jennifer has television reporting to do. What's the top story, or what do you think is the highlight of your report today?
Well, you know, we have to do a little gossip about Ann Curry and Matt Lauer.
Really?
We also are going to continue our list of the highest paid stars on TV, talking about reality and news stars.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Nice to have that list somewhere. I'm looking at that. I thought I just had it in my hand, but I don't know what I do with it.
We started some of it last week, but we have some other categories we haven't hit yet.
Right. All right, Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Heather Bachman is here with me on the farm. We have Roberta and Jennifer ready to get to work. The Animal Welfare Institute has called on the U.S. Department of Agriculture to take action following reports that 400 pregnant cows that were being transported on a ship that had 4,000 cows on it, the cows being shipped from the United States to Russia, 400 cows dead.
Mm.
Mm. The incident suggests the animals may have been suffocated by ammonia fumes because they didn't have proper manure removal and ventilation systems in the hold of the ship. So the cows just died as a result of breathing.
That's
horrifying. Something should be done. Like, there should be huge penalties. And, I mean, they killed them.
Well, they just didn't. They were careless. Yeah, they didn't.
But still, if it was a person, it would still be manslaughter
or cow slaughter.
Any 5-year-old knows to poke a hole in the box when you
Where were these cows on their way to the slaughterhouse?
No, they were on their way to Russia. The Russians have been buying lots of American cattle the last 3-4 years. And they ship them over on these transport ships because they don't have their own breeding has been unsuccessful. And so they need
cows. They pack for a cruise.
They can't figure out how to breed cows in Russia?
Apparently they don't have the facilities or they're not able.
Facilities?
All you need
is an arm.
They're growing. No, all you need is a bull. They're growing. Their dairy business and their beef business has grown a lot, especially in the southern areas where the climate's a little bit better. And that's been, by the way, the same thing's happening in China. There's great demand for U.S. beef. Cattle raisers in America are having a fairly good time selling the product overseas. In fact, more so than what's going on here. They want to get rid of the cattle because there's not enough feed here. They figure if they can sell them now at a premium, even though the Chinese are coming back here to buy feed from us. Think about the cycle here for a second. We don't have enough feed to feed our own cattle, so we're selling them to the Chinese who want to buy their feed from us.
Hello. Smells good to me.
Man, I'll tell you. If you follow the money on this whole China-American relationship, it's the craziest thing I've ever... It's so ridiculous.
And you know what? Here's another... This really speaks to... although this may sound morbidly critical of our whole system, but sometime there has to be there's got to be a wake up call, and maybe this is the time. This one is going to send you over the top.
Uh-huh.
I have already spent a little time talking about this with Jennifer earlier on. There was a report issued this month by the U.S. Treasury Inspector General. The Inspector General has been analyzing tax returns and fraud. So you think, okay, this is going to be hard to find. How hard do you have to work to find the following? The Inspector General found 10 individual addresses have been used for 53,994 tax returns.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh.
That nice?
That's 5,300 tax returns per individual address. And they all are in the Arizona, most of them in Phoenix and that vicinity. And they're all the illegals who are filing illegal or improper tax. And listen to this, Richie. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
23,994 tax refunds totaling $46 million were issued to one address in Atlanta.
Wow.
Really? 23,000.
It wasn't mine.
Doesn't surprise me.
Tax refunds totaling $46 million go to one address.
And there are still people out there who think that you shouldn't need an ID to vote.
And there are also people who think that we need more tax. We need to have more taxes. We got to tax people more so they can do this kind of stuff with your money. I mean, why isn't this the number one issue this year in the presidential race? A two-page report. Listen to this one. 2,507 tax refunds totaling $10 million went to a single address in Oxnard, California. All right? So here we have Phoenix,
yep,
Oxnard, and Atlanta responsible for, 53 plus 23 is 76. Another 20, almost 80,000 tax returns in three cities using 13 addresses. I mean, how in the name
that's
of
unbelievable.
God?
And they'll catch
run?
Regular Joe for the
right,
little
right. Somebody,
camera.
Steve Wiseman, who's the attorney for this program, is getting audited. And they'll probably find $5 wrong with his tax return, because this guy's the most precise guy you could possibly imagine. So your money, and this is why we need a revolution. I'm not apologetic about this. This can't go on. How do you assess any leadership that allows this kind of stuff to go on and knows it?
This, and at the same time, and this is what always, always, always irks me, because they mismanage the money that comes in so poorly, they are losing out on all of this money.
Oh.
Then they say, we don't have enough money.
Right, so
you
need
to raise
more.
Your taxes.
Yeah.
But
how, how does
the
anybody,
District
no matter
of
which side?
Right now, here's the big local one here in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. has wanted to for a long time, but it's actually gaining a little steam now. Charge a 3% tax to people who live in Maryland and Virginia and West Virginia and work in Washington, D.C. So if you work in Washington, D.C., but don't reside there, they want to charge you a 3% income tax. Uh-huh. Let me tell you something, buddy.
How are they going
to
do that?
That's a great way to make the government a whole lot smaller.
Yeah.
Because people will quit.
Yeah. So this is the most egregious of all of these. You haven't heard the worst one yet. There's one bank account. One. That received tax returns on 2,706 tax refunds. 2,706 tax refunds went to a single bank account in one bank, totaling $7.3 million. One account.
Is that in 1 year, or
yeah.
is that
no 1 year?
And how did they not catch this?
It's beyond. It is beyond. The your mind's ability
to
understand.
I've always been pretty good at knowing, like, if $20 is gone from my wallet and, you know, ask my daughters. I just can't imagine, like, how do you not see this?
But you only have one person's money to manage, not 300 million people's money.
But
if you're
doing ratios,
you notice multiple bank account numbers. I mean,
it's
something.
It isn't hysterical, Richie. Mm-hmm.
It is. It's laughable.
It is. The government is. Why would we respect anything that any of these people tell you Well, why would you obey any law?
With technology, what it is right now, why there's not some type of red flag going off?
Well, apparently that's what these guys have said, and they're red flags. We had a caller who said that there was an interview on C-SPAN on this on Friday, and the person being interviewed at the IRS said this has been going on for 23 years.
So forget the address.
23 years.
Forget the address, okay? Where does someone who obviously is defrauding our government get all of the Social Security numbers?
That's a good question.
I mean, I couldn't come up with, I'm sure.
Babies, newborns.
They buy them. It's probably easier than
20-some thousand?
Children's, yes, that's what they get them from.
Yeah, they do use children's, yeah.
Yeah.
Good God. What an outrage. All right, anyway. Now,
I'm going to be audited when I put my newborn to work. Great. Thanks a lot, guys.
Perfect. It's 17 after
Thanks
the...
Thanks a lot.
After the hour on Good Day.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, now 19 and change past the hour. Derek Stephens, Good Day program, Monday. There are people who have a lot to say. Matter of fact, we ought to probably somehow or other, I don't know how you phrase this, Jennifer, on our social media.
Do you like the IRS?
Right. That works well.
Now, this, you got to be some way of telling the story in some succinct way so that people understand how foolish it is for people to suggest they pay more in taxes. And we come up with these examples day after day after day, week after week after week.
All the money they need is there already.
More than what they need.
Yes.
In fact. All right, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Staying without you, I'd rather live a long, joint life. Your mom and daddy say it's a shame. It's a downright
downer. We'll go through the number one songs in various years here for the week of August 13th in history. This song was a big during this week in 1972. Horrible song.
Gosh, it's nice
about this song.
It's my soul, man.
Horrible.
Horrible.
Soul? It's depressing.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
I don't want to be right.
Right.
Oh, that's romantic.
He's dead, so.
He's loving her. It's wrong that he's loving her because she's married to somebody else.
Right, exactly.
It's a great story.
Set that one up.
Very soap opera-ish.
Number one during this week in 1986 goes to Madonna.
Love it.
The definition of much of pop music has been built around Madonna.
This is a deep song, though. This was about teen pregnancy.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know that.
I'm keeping my baby.
I don't listen to that. I sort of listen to music.
Listen, he says he's going to marry me, and we could raise a little family.
Maybe we'll be all right.
Is that fine?
This song was single-handedly responsible for keeping Jen out of trouble when she was in her teens.
Yes, right. All right, let's keep moving.
Come on, it's the best.
Okay. Number one during this week in 1976, right. Beach Boys came back with rock and roll music. I wanted to see them in the Hollywood Bowl. You know, I've never been to the Hollywood Bowl.
I gotta take you. It's great fun.
I had dinner on Saturday. I went down to Charlotte to have dinner with the kids. And we were talking about the Hollywood Bowl because both of them have been to the Hollywood Bowl in the last month or so. And the kind of shows that I was thinking of, it's all, you know, this kind of stuff. But apparently not. There's some real...
Oh, no. They have big concerts there, too.
Heavy stuff.
That's where I saw Genesis.
Really? No, this is kind of some kind of strange... I'm trying to remember what Brendan told me, who the group was. I want to say Motorhead or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Hollywood Bowl seems like sacrilege.
It's outdoors, and it's weird because when you see a concert like Motorhead, it smells like there's a lot of skunks around.
All right, anyway.
Hey now,
number one during this week in 1999, Smash Mouth.
Really like Smash Mouth.
All Star. I don't remember the song.
You know,
big hit.
My kids have known of Smash Mouth because of all the Shrek movies.
Yeah.
They got a lot of songs in the Shrek movies.
Yeah. All right, number one during this week in 1970. This is more like it.
Yeah.
Stevie. Number one during this week, 1970. We go to number one for this week in 2003. It was Beyonce.
Jen, say you love me, Rich.
Oh, I do.
I knew you would.
I spent many a night dancing to this song in the club.
This is when the couple list of entertainers, Beyonce and... Jay-Z
are the highest paid couple, yes.
Yeah.
Jay-Z is rich. He's super rich. Everything.
Really?
Yeah, fire. He looks at P. Diddy and just laughs.
He has clubs. He has alcohol. He has everything. I mean, it's much music. Yeah.
And he produces a lot of famous people, too. Yeah.
All right, Diana Ross, number one with this song, 1973 during this week. She's probably got an upset stomach listening.
Yeah, she didn't do much for me.
Diana Ross. Okay, so let's then move to Chic Regime.
I like this, yeah.
Number one during this week, 1979. A sampling of number one songs during this week in the extended history of pop music. Amy Grant, number one during this week, 1991.
Oh, this is a cute one, too.
Yes.
Oh, we have to get in the next one, Doug.
Haver Lace, number one during this week in 1974. 28 after on Good Day.
Brother, what a night it really was. Brother, what a fight it really was. Glory be.
Let's make life simpler.
Look. I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-260-5460. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-260-5460. Call 800-260-5460. That's 800-260-5460.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Day better at 33 after the hour on Monday, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're going right to the Queen of Cheap, who is Roberta Fasanelli, helping Jennifer and Heather and Richie and me put more meaning into your day with helpful ways for you to save money.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of Doug Steffen. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Let's start with some back-to-school deals. Man, Office Depot
Boo!
And Staples are going head-to-head on the back-to-school deals. Let's see. A little bit to tell you about what's going on here. Office Depot has one-cent deals on storage pouches, notebooks, rulers, 50 cents on pocket packs and dry erase markers and glue, and dollar deals for binders and mechanical pencils and rubber bands and all sorts of stuff. And Staples, a little bit more expensive. They have 10-cent deals for composition books, 25-cent deals for pencils, 50-cent deals for slider pencil cases, and dollar deals for things like compasses, protractors, remember those? And tape. And a whole bunch. I mean, their prices go up to like $10. I just listed the really cheapo ones because I'm really cheapo. But great deals at back to school. You know what? It's also not for back to school, folks. If you've got a small business, it's really great to go now and stock up the things you need for your small business without paying
like
a lot
crayons.
Of money. Like crayons, yes. That's what Doug uses.
Very good.
All this shopping can make you hungry, so go to Mimi's Cafe. You can buy one, get one free dinner or lunch from the 13th to the 19th. That's all week. And if your kids need shoes, or if you need shoes, or Jen, if you need shoes, Famous Footwear, buy one, get one at 50% off, and then you get an additional 15% off on top of that. Wow. So big savings at Famous Footwear. And at Babies R Us or Toys R Us, you can get a free $5 credit there just by going online. And we have all the information for you about that at DougSteffen.com under the Queen of Cheap section. Check out all the other good stuff on there, and you'll find many, many, many ways to save mucho buckos.
Mucho dinero, in fact. All right, good job, Roberta. Jennifer, where are we in terms of the social media tracking the several important items either left from the weekend or things that we are saying about the Internal Revenue Service today?
Well, I have my sonar out. That's where we are right now. Oh. We're asking the question. The Inspector General, our favorite, he's like Inspector Gadget, but different, found that 53,000 tax returns, $86 million in tax refunds have been filed from 13 addresses. What do you think should be done? Marcia said, sounds like an easy audit about to go lucky fraud bust. Go get them. Brenda said, really? Sounds like more overpaid tax-funded government workers just doing the job they're getting paid to do, or rather getting paid not to do. John says, prosecute. You chime in right now as well, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Then over the weekend, we asked, be honest, it's hot outside. Do you pee in the pool? And we have had quite the response. Glenda says no. Joe says nope, too cold. It's like a scared turtle when it's cold.
Oh.
Dawn says pool, ocean, lake. I was always taught to pee in my wetsuit to stay warm when diving.
Oh, absolutely. So, we do.
The ones that say no way,
we do.
Gross. Oh, they've done it too. See, she says they've done it too. I agree.
Absolutely.
Josh says, of course I pee in the pool. You're swimming and pee anyway. If you can't beat them, join them. That's my method. Brian says he does not pee in the pool. Jake says, yes, of course he does. Oh, we've gotten a bunch. Norma says, of course. Michelle says, not since I was a very little girl, but I do recall my dad telling me that he put that special dye in the pool, and that was the end of it. She has peed in the ocean a few times. No from Debbie. Yes from
Let's
Tim.
Let's stick Raisin. The dye in the ocean.
Do you think that would work?
Yeah, let's do that. That would be good.
So we just chime in. We have a bunch of responses up there. It's kind of a fun question.
All right. So it's facebook.com/ Good Day Show and
yes.
Twitter @ Good Day Show. Here's something else that you'll want to chew on. For those of you who, like me, love the TSA, although I didn't have a bad time with them, I went down to Charlotte overnight on Saturday and jumped in, went to a different I was in a different section of the airport when I left here because I flew U.S. Airways instead of American, which I usually do. And then coming back, the Charlotte airport doesn't have the same kind of radar or X-ray technology that some of the other bigger airports, even though it's very...
Charlotte's a big airport, yeah.
Yeah, heavily traveled airport. They have the medium screeners, if you will. The stuff is not too bad. You still have to do the hoochie-coochie in order to get through, but it's not the same kind of hoochie-coochie yeah, that you do if you're in some of the other airports, like here in Logan. Now, the Transportation Safety Administration has been charged with abusing their behavior detection program. Now, this is something they developed, they designed, and they have put in, and all of a sudden, people are realizing that there is racial profiling going on with minorities. And what they have found at the Boston airport, anyway, as they track most of the, JetBlue, American, and Delta that are carrying most of the traffic north and south from Boston down to Florida. And they have found that the this new program has become an excuse for racial profiling. Middle Easterners, not so much as blacks and Hispanics, going from Logan in Boston to Miami. So if you wear a black baseball cap and you are black, or if you are, let's see here, what's the other? There's a certain garb that Hispanics wear. What's the garb that Hispanics wear that's different than...
I'm not touching this question.
Yeah, I'm staying away from this.
All right, well, thanks for the help. Anyway, there's a certain garb.
There's some rope for you, though.
If you're wearing this garb, whatever it is, you're more likely to be detained. And by the way, what they're looking for, they say, the TSA says, that these Hispanics are carrying illegal drugs. Now, they haven't found any, but they continue. This is a program that's 4 months old, and one wonders when you look at these things. I'm for profiling, but why are we profiling Hispanics? Why are we profiling blacks who are wearing black hats backwards? That's basically, if you want to get profiled in Boston, this is the two most likely ways to do it, is to have a Hispanic surname or to be black with a black cap on wearing it backwards.
Don't you have to take your hat off, though?
Well, that's a good question. I thought you had to, too. Well, you take it off and put it through the thing, but you still, they see you coming in and they eyeball you.
So what you're saying is you're okay with profiling as long as it's only for Middle Eastern people who could be terrorists, bomb-carrying terrorists.
Yes. Okay. I'm okay with it.
You don't want to profile for any other type of criminal action.
Well, that's not their job. Their job is to keep planes from being blown up, not to grab drugs or not to grab other. That's not their job.
Who should be grabbing the drugs that
the
are coming
aboard the
planes?
The guys that have the dogs that are wandering around the airport, that are there from the FDA, from the E, what is it? What's the DEA? DEA.
No, it's not the DEA.
Yeah, the Drug Enforcement Agency is the DEA.
Yeah.
They're all over the airports, too. And ICE is there to get. That's not what the TSA is supposed to do. Here they have it. We're back to three different agencies doing the same thing. pretty much like the FDA and the USDA and the 40 other agencies that do the same thing when it comes to food inspection. Here we're doing, we're piling on more things for the TSA, which they have no, there's nothing in their jurisdiction or their mandate that requires them to be doing anything except look for people who'd be blowing up planes. That's it. That's their job. Now it's been expanded to all kinds of other things, and just you look at it, safety. Isn't that what we're supposed to, we are supposed to have safety. That's what they are there for, to make things safer. And so far, the TSA existence is what, 10 years? They went into existence 2001, so 11 years. They haven't stopped one, not one plane. Their history has been one of confusion and alienation. That's what they're good at. Other than that, tell me one thing the TSA does that's good. Anybody? You guys here with me? What's the TSA?
Sometimes when I'm lonely, they fill me up at the airport when I'm going through.
They do a great job of making long lines.
They do a good job of lines.
Yeah, very good with lines. Yeah. If you want, don't believe that. The worst airport, of the two worst airports that I ever go through are Orlando and Las Vegas.
Orlando.
If you want to get into lines and go tear your hair out, that's a perfect place to do it.
But think about tourist traps. Orlando and Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. So there's some more food for thought. I don't know what you do with that on the social media site, Jennifer, but it has some value. The Olympics on television, what a wonderful success story for NBC.
It was great. My kids loved it. We loved it. We watched a ton of it.
Yeah. All right, so we'll talk about that in a matter of a moment. 17 before the hour here on Good Day.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU. Are you in?
Tonight on NBC, look in the car next to you or the neighbor across the street. They're among you.
Have you been seeing strange things?
This is the life of Detective Nick Burkhardt.
You are one of the last grips.
And only he can see what creatures hide in plain sight.
This is no fairy tale. The stories are real.
The season premiere of Grimm. After the two-hour series premiere of Stars Earn Stripes. Tonight on NBC.
Which American general finalized the renewal of the Purple Heart during modern times? The answer after this.
When our soldiers come home, they're facing many challenges. With a struggling economy and a difficult job market, our veterans need our support. The last thing soldiers returning home need to be worried about is whether or not they'll receive the benefits they've earned. That's why it's so important to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their mission is to make sure all veterans receive the benefits and support they deserve. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your support to continue achieving their mission. No donation is too small. Go to their website, mophsf.org. All donations are 100% tax deductible. For vehicle donations, call them today, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. One more time, that's 877-743-1631. Help support veterans in need. Don't just say you support the military, show them through your actions. Again, for cash or credit card donations, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
In 1932, General Douglas MacArthur renamed the Badge of Military Merit the Purple Heart and revised the criteria for receiving the award to include combat wounds. As we observe Purple Heart Month this year, we remember the sacrifices made by all of our veterans. From the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Ambrin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
That would be you, sir.
No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't?
Nope.
There are 57 channels yeah. and nothing on
that.
Time. Yeah, thanks.
There you go.
All right, Michael Phelps is serious about wanting to do television. Apparently, Ryan Lochte is as well, Jennifer. So
yeah, the rumor is Ryan Lochte might be the new Bachelor, which would be kind of exciting for a lot of women out there, I think.
Why?
And Michael, because they love him and they would compete for his affection.
I was told that he was, my children both said that he was a reprobate, in essence.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Apparently, well, I don't know, how do you define reprobate? Say it again, Darren. That seemed to have stopped your conversation dead in its tracks.
Oh, no, well, I was just waiting to hear what you had to say. I thought you were telling why they said this.
Various reasons floating around that friendship circle. That they're both in different friendship circles, but they feel that he will do anything for money and apparently has demonstrated that in the
past. I think that he wants to be famous. I don't even know if it's about the money for him. I think he just wants to be famous. Yeah, that's kind of what I think. I don't know. That's just my gut reaction to all this. I mean, the guy wears a grill, which is kind of weird, but okay.
What's a grill?
A grill is a blinged out covering that you put over your front teeth.
Really?
Yes.
Gold?
Yes, gold, diamonds, rubies, whatever you want.
He wears that all the time?
One. No, but he was wearing it to swim. It had an American flag on it, and then they made him take it out because he was blinding his opponents, probably. So, yeah, he wants to do that. Now, Michael Phelps is getting a reality show, and he's going to be trained by Tiger Woods' golf coach to become a professional golfer. So that apparently is Michael Phelps' new career path. And both of their names have been circulated for doing Dancing with the Stars next season, because this season's already cast and ready to go with the All-Stars. So interesting. Also in Olympic news, Ann Curry and Matt Lauer had a little reunion over the weekend. I don't know if you guys saw this. But Matt introduced her and said, "Nice to see you," and was trying to be very friendly. And Ann Curry just kind of jumped into her story about this photographer. And at the end, Matt said, "You're pretty good with the camera, Ann. Did you pick anything up?" And she just replied, "Nope." Huh. I didn't take any pictures, but I learned some lessons from him. It was very cold. It was very interesting. You know, there's no love lost there between the two of them. Some good news if you're a fan of the Fox TV lineup. Fox is giving viewers a little chance to preview some of their shows, the new shows that they have coming out, The Mindy Project and Ben and Kate. They're going to do screenings at theaters across the country, so you can check it out. It's August 26th. There might be a theater near you. You can go see it for free. It's three different shows, plus appearances in some cities by some of the stars from the shows, too, which is kind of cool.
Really?
Lifetime, this is actually a new story that you can talk to Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, about. Lifetime just approved a new reality show. It's going to be hosted by Stacey Keibler, George Clooney's girlfriend, and it's called Supermarket Superstars. And it's going to give people an opportunity to have their products launched in national grocery chains. So these are food products.
So they're going to pay. These people are going to pay to get exposure on this program. That's what they're doing. That's what they're talking about.
Maybe. Saying, I don't know if they're going to pay,
nothing.
But they're
competing. That's how they'll do it. That's how they'll raise. The same thing is true, by the way, with The View. You pay $186,000
for product
and
placement.
Get a not just product placement, but get 4-minute interview with one of the hosts of The View. Mm-hmm. And this is going on more and more and more and more and more.
This is a reality show now.
So what?
And what's funny is hosted by Stacey Keibler. Does she even eat? I don't know.
Yeah.
Huh. Weird.
Let's hope. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Time now on the Good Day program for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronos. I suppose you could call this a house call. Dr. Ken, one of the medical experts here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, overviews all of the material that's in most of the journals of medicine. Before we get to that, though, and he's brought to you by the folks that are producing Cardiol, bringing it to this country to help lower your high cholesterol and high triglycerides. Ken will tell you a story about that in a moment. The medical imaging departments. We were talking about all the expensive equipment that you have down in your facility in Orlando, and whether or not you would buy equipment that was made in China.
Well, this is such a problem because with Obamacare, I don't mean to get political, but in Obamacare, all of these American companies that make this equipment, they're going to have to pay 2.5 cents on the dollar to the government as a new tax, and most of them, this is their profit, and they're going to be going out of business.
The companies that make this stuff are going to have to pay a premium to the government in order to make it and sell it in America, and in order to pay for this new healthcare system. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. 2.5 cents on each sale.
All right, wait a minute. If in fact this stuff is imported, do the people who are importing it or those who are exporting it to our country not have to pay that?
I can't tell you that. I would hope that they have to pay it also. But the point being is that, you know, China gets subsidized a lot by their government.
Well, they get subsidized by stupid Americans who buy all the products from China.
And this is another issue that's going to make it hard for American technological companies to compete and innovate.
All right, should I not have said stupid Americans? Dumb Americans.
It's just
not thinking Americans.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's the customers or the policymakers where the issue is.
Yeah. All right. Food for thought for sure. The there's an ingredient in popcorn. Now, I want to know whether this is the popcorn itself or an additive like the horrible things they call butter that are put on popcorn that could link be a connection to Alzheimer's. This is pretty scary stuff.
Exactly. Out of chemical research and toxicology this week, Doug, diacetyl, this is the chemical. It's a flavoring. It's used to produce the buttery flavor and aroma of microwave popcorn and other food. It may be linked to Alzheimer's. You know, I come home, my wife loves to microwave this stuff, and you can smell it in the house. And in addition to microwave popcorn, Doug, diacetyl, it's used in margarine, snack foods, candy, baked goods, pet foods, and other products such as beer, Richie, or some Chardonnay wine.
Really?
And this has the architecture similar to a substance that makes beta amyloid proteins clump together in your brain. And this is the clumping that's the hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. Not to alarm everybody, I don't think that if you get near this a few times a month that it's a problem. I think it's the people who work in the factory that really need to have some concern.
Wow. What's this stuff called again?
Diacetyl.
Diacetyl. Everybody look for that. Mild depression and anxiety hurts your heart. How?
Well, there are many different mechanisms, Doug, that may connect the psychological distress to cardiovascular disease. And this includes increased sympathetic nervous system activity, stress hormones such as cortisol, chronic inflammation, unhealthy lifestyle factors, and inattention to early symptoms. This is all out of the British Medical Journal this week.
Wow. One of the things that Dr. Ken, as a cardiologist, confronts are people who have high cholesterol and high triglycerides. And because we've come across this product from Italy called Cardiol, Ken has good stories about his patients who are using this product in the review department. Ken, how's it shaking out?
Doug, high cholesterol is a serious problem. It can lead to heart disease, heart attack, and stroke. And as a cardiologist, I've looked at many natural remedies for cholesterol over the years, and this is the only one I've seen that effectively lowers cholesterol and triglycerides in just 30 days. And my patients love it because it's just one capsule a day.
Nine natural ingredients in Cardiol work together to reduce your cholesterol levels and lower the bad triglycerides in your system. 30 days will do the trick to get you started. FDA-registered Cardiol is available for a free 30-day trial period. All you have to do to get yourself started is to go online to cardiol.net/Ken, cardiol.net/KEN, and click on to Dr. Ken's free trial. Or you can call him if you like. Ask for the Dr. Ken free trial and you dial 888-809-6424.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.